As a food truck owner, you may be the cashier, you may be the grill cook, you may not even be on the truck, which is our ultimate goal, to have a business, not a job. But what about the training of those individual positions? What do you need to do as far as a cashier goes? So let's talk about what a cashier should be doing. Welcome to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. My name is Bill Moore. I am a food truck business coach, author of 5 food truck vending books, including Food Truck 101 and Food Truck 201. This podcast is all about helping you start and grow your food truck business.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the food truck. What can I get for you today? That's how I greet most of the guests that step up. I want to make sure it's a conversation. I want to make sure that they understand that I'm ready to take their order, but I also want to talk to them. So if I don't say, welcome to the food truck, what can I get for you today? Sometimes I'll say, what are you thinking? What would you like? How are you feeling today? If I recognize them as somebody from the park that we live in, I ask them questions, see how they're doing, but I always end with, and what can I get for you today? Keep it conversational, but keep it short and sweet. Because again, if there's more than one person in line, you want to move the line. You want to always smile. Your voice has to convey that you're excited, you're ready for them to place an order, and you want to make eye contact. Look at them in the eye as much as you can. Now, because of our situation in the food truck, typically those of us on the food truck are much higher than the guests. They have to look up to us. They may not do that for whatever reason, and that's okay. We're still going to look at them. And we're still going to get that order. So what you want to do is you want to listen to the order. And you want to teach your cashiers to do this. Once you say, hi, welcome to the food truck. May I take your order, please? Yes, shut up. Let the guest make the first comment. It's either going to be a question about a food product, or it's going to be, this is what I'd like. So you shut up, and then you listen, and you input it. And then when the guest stops, and you feel like they have reached the end of their order, then you're going to say, okay, let me repeat this back to you to make sure I got it right. What this does is it buys time for the cooks and everything to be able to look at their KDS. Hopefully you got a KDS and you're not working on handwritten or printed tickets because they have nothing to work off of. But if you got a KDS, then they're starting to see the order in real time and they're starting to work on it. They can get the food dropped, get the food started while the cashier is doing what? Verifying the order. Okay, so let me make sure I got this right for you. And then you read back each product and any modification they made in that product. And then once you've read it all back, we got to go into either upsell or suggestive sell, depending upon what the order is. As you're going through each item, you got to have your order as one burger. It's going to have a single patty and you want no mustard on it. You're going to upsell. Would you like cheese on that? Would you like bacon added to that? Probably the guest is going to say no. If they say no, then just move on. Okay, I have one order of fries. I have one lemonade. And then when you get to the very end of the order, you're going to suggestive sell. So you upgrade everything you can, upgrade every sandwich, upgrade, would you like cheese on the fries, you know, that kind of thing. Then you suggest to sell one item to round out the order. Would you like a brownie with that today or an apple jumble? Would you like something else to go with the order is what you're doing. Suggest a selling, rounding out the order. So now they have a full meal as opposed to just having a single sandwich. All of these interactions are buying time for the cooks who should be dropping food in real time. But again, if you're in the Stone Age where you're depending upon a handwritten ticket or you're waiting on a printed ticket, they have nothing to work off of unless they're listening. Now, a food truck has all kinds of extraneous sounds going on, which makes listening extremely difficult. Unless you're wearing headsets that are always on, then at least you have that microphone to your ear that you're able to hear. You have that speaker at your ear where you're able to hear what the cashier is saying. But not too many food trucks do an always-on headset. So that means they're depending upon verbal cues if they don't have a KDS. So the verbal cues is getting drowned out by the prep station refrigeration running. It's getting drowned out by the hood system. It's getting drowned out by your freezer. It's getting drowned out by the crack and crinkle of deep frying. It's getting drowned out by the sizzle of meat on the grill. So all of those sounds going on make it difficult for someone to be able to hear an order at the pickup window or the order taking window. So help yourself out. Get a KDS so they have something to respond to in real time. So as a cashier, has completed the order they suggest to sold, the last thing they're going to suggest to sell, would you like a dessert with that? Then you tell them the total, your total's going to be. And then they transact the cash, they transact the credit card. The very last thing they say would be, it's going to take us however long it's going to take the order, and they should have an idea. It's going to be 8 to 10 minutes, it's going to be 5 to 7 minutes, whatever it's going to be. Once they state that time parameter, you got to tell them where the food's going to be for the guest to pick it up. Now, if you've got a KDS system that also has the order up alert, you tell them, hey, if you give me your cell phone number, I will get that keyed in and we will send you a text message when the order is up. That's all a part of that cash transaction. It's at the end of the order. If you use pagers and you tell them, here's pagers, pagers are going to go off. Or if you're in the Stone Age again and hollering out names and numbers, you're going to tell them, we're going to holler out your name. We're going to holler out this number right here that's on your ticket. And your food will be ready. And then you point to wherever the food's going to be ready. So the guest knows exactly what they need to do. Do not assume that they know whatever your procedure is for picking up their food. The only way you should assume that is if it's a regular guest that you recognize by name. Because if you're able to recognize they come to you frequently, you should know their name. And you say, hey, Joe, you know where the food's going to be. I have a lady that comes to us every single day we're open. And every single day, I tell her the exact same thing. Have a seat. Relax. I will bring the food out to you. She'll even cut me off sometimes. She'll go, I know. I'll have a seat and relax. You're going to bring the food to me. That's how we deliver our food. I step off the truck and walk it out to them. I don't make them get up and come to me. We have a bench. We have picnic tables. And some people just choose to go back to their car. I tell them, I'm going to bring you the food. That's what you got to do. You got to have that procedure in place so the cashier knows what they're doing, all the crew people know what they're doing, and that's just getting the order taken as well as doing the suggested selling, either an upgrade or an add-on to the order. And then, of course, once the food goes out, in a lot of situations, it's the cashier is the one handing out the food. Whether your procedure is for them to come up, when you page them on their cell phone or their pager goes off or you walk it out to them like I do, there has to be some type of parting phrase. You know, thank you so much for stopping by today. We appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow is how I usually end all of ours. Just that encouragement to come back again because I need all the orders I can get every single day. Now, I would recommend that if you're not in a situation where I am, because I have the same people come to me every day, because we live in a park, it's essentially a very enclosed area. We have about 200 families that live immediately around us. So if it's not one of those, then I tell the people that I've never seen before, the ones I know that are from outside our park, and I'll tell them, hey, leave us a review. And I'll tell them how to find the place where I want them to leave a review. If it's somebody that I'm for sure has never eaten with us, I'll drop our business card in there and tell them, scan that QR code on the back of the business card. It's going to take you to the review site. Please leave us a good review. And every once in a while, I'll throw in the same joke that they do at Disney World. And they do it on the Jungle Cruise ride, rather. Boat captain will say, this is boat number 6. And if you really enjoyed your stay today, my name is Bill. And then they'll also end that with, and if you didn't enjoy your cruise today, my name is Fred. And this is boat number 8. I do the same thing. If you love the food, this is Food Truck 101. Please leave us a review. If you didn't like the food, this is McDonald's. And they get a laugh out of it. And they remember you because you took the time to say something that was not just the standard, thank you for eating, thank you for coming by, please come back. So I want you to remember, if you learn nothing else today, every interaction at the cash stand, every interaction with your cashier is an opportunity to create a memorable experience for your guest. Those memories, especially when they're positive memories, start to create loyalty with you and your brand. You don't have to sell filet mignon for people to love to come eat your food every single day. Just understand that your cashier is the image of your business. They are, in many cases, the first personal interaction a guest is going to have with your business. So make sure it's a memorable experience. You got to train your cashier on how you want the job to be done. You can't just assume because you hired a pretty face that that pretty face has the first clue about how to take care of the guest, especially the way you want. And that they're going to say the kind of things you want them to say to not only encourage the guests to come back, but to help the rest of your team be able to put the food out. Because the typical response, especially if the line gets more than 2 or 3 people deep, is, I'm a cashier, I will go faster because we're busy. But guess what? The cooks can't go faster. No matter what your food is, it takes a certain amount of time to cook. No matter whether there's 30 people in line or 1. So you got to teach your cashier how to pace the line, how to move the line in a manner that makes sense to your business. There's a lot that goes into being a cashier. And there's a whole bunch of people that have a really dumb opinion of cashier don't work hard, so we don't pay them as much. Cashier works harder than anybody else on your team if you train them right. Now, they don't have the physical, hard, sweaty work like a cook does, but a cashier can be the one to make you $1,000 a day or the one that can make you $900 a day because they don't suggest a sell. Your cook can't suggest a sell. He cannot drive sales. He can drive repeat sales by sending out delicious food, but the cashier is the one that can increase your sales in real time. So treat them with the respect they deserve, but train them so they understand that they're the ones that can drive the sales up. And when they drive the sales up, they increase their own tips. When they drive the sales up, they increase the profitability of the business so that you're able to do more for your staff. They can make more bonuses. They can get more uniforms. They can make higher wages per hour because the sales have gone up. That starts with the cashier. Remember, cashiers drive new sales up. Cooks and expediters and all the other people can only drive repeat sales. So you need both those people working in tandem. So each job's equally important. But please, spend time to train the cashier the way you want it done. Teach them the things that are going to help you increase your business, increase your revenue, and then also that are going to help the cook so that they're not snowed over. Thank you so much for listening to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. If you're finding all the information helpful to your food truck business, please become a monthly supporter of the podcast. Just hit the support button or follow the link in the description. Every little bit does help keep us going. Join our Facebook group. It's called Food Truck Training. We have a whole bunch of awesome members at all different levels, from brand new beginners to decades-old veterans. They've all got your back when it comes to helping you with your food truck. And again, thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow because you know I got plenty more to say when it comes to helping you and your food truck business grow.